since there are 52 weeks in a year, other than when a religious holiday falls on a weekday, there are 52 calls for you to attend church, worship God, and openly display your faith. So, what's your church attendance record? Now, it's on the low side of that 52. Do you try to justify it by saying how you start the day every morning with prayer? Well, that's good. It's what you should do as part of your praise to God. But you're reporting a one in sharing that praise. It's not the full connection that you think it is. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, "For two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." Now, if you score a perfect 52, there's also something you need to be reminded about. Let's go to James chapter 2, verse 17. "Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Jesus is our obvious perfect teacher in all things, including the idea of acts of faith. Look through Mark, Matthew, John, Luke. Does Jesus simply go around and speak the word? No. He commits act after act after act throughout those books. Healing, counseling, teaching, forgiving, absolving. It's that full faith displayed by Jesus, which feeds our soul. A full faith within ourselves also empowers us to feed the souls of others. Let's go to Romans chapter 1, verse 12. "That is, I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me." Now, it's certainly not a bad thing to examine and re-examine your faith either. Paul writes about this in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified." A mistake many make is believing that their acts answer the call to action that faith demands of us. Let me give you a couple of examples. Going to see the film Sound of Freedom, that does not mean you've done anything to address the horrors of child trafficking. When you see a GoFundMe link for a sick child on social media, and you either retweet it on, well, what's left of Twitter, or like it on Facebook, you're not helping. That's not an act of faith. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11 for some better examples of faithful acts. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, we read, "By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith." Going to verse 8, "By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going." Let's go to verses 24 and 25 of Hebrews 11. "By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin." And finally, in verse 29, "By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned." Now, what can you do as an act of faith? Well, it doesn't have to be heroic for the world or something that will change history. Your faith can be equally as strong when you're a hero for one person or play a part in changing one life for the better. We ask God for things, for us, really with ease. Let's walk in His Word, shine as His light by asking what He needs of us. And sit back, wait, and watch. God will give you an answer.